Some research out by the centre-right think tank Policy Exchange, which is really interesting. We've got Dr. Martin Frampton of Queen Mary University and Policy Exchange, lead author of the report. Hello, Martin.
Good morning.
Basically, get this, people in the UK make more attempts to find jihadist material online than those in any other European country. Mm. What does that tell us?
Well, I think the report just underlines the scale of the threat that we face at the moment. And this is something that, that security services and the government have, you know, reiterated. I think over the summer, obviously, we've seen a number of attacks, a number of foiled attacks over the last several months. And the numbers we hear about the kind of people being radicalised, we hear tens of thousands of people of interest in the UK context. And I think the report very much just feeds into that and sort of reinforces the scale of the threat, in this case, particularly posed by online extremist material.
Does that online material radicalise people, or does it really just reinforce their opinions and tell them that, yes, I'm right in my vision of the world? What does the research say?
Sure. So I think one of the benefits of this report is that we commissioned two data experts, Dr. Ali Fisher and Dr. Nico Prusher, to kind of look closely at the way in which jihadists were operating online. And what they show is the different strands, if you like, of jihadist strategy. So on the one hand, you have content that is used to speak to the core support, and that is particularly used on the platform Telegram. But then from there, they, if you like, break out into more mainstream forms of social media, familiar household names like Facebook, Google, Twitter, and they speak and attempt to radicalise a broader audience. And so both things are happening simultaneously, and there's a kind of sophistication to their online operation that I think perhaps hasn't been fully accounted for in responses to date.
Yes, what about the platforms? There's a story in the front of The Sun. An RAF Heroes charity which teaches the disabled to fly has been banned by Facebook, while IS beheading videos can stay. I don't know, we might or might not have an opportunity to dig deeper into that story, but it speaks to a lot of people's concerns that it's... I mean, how graphic is some of this stuff?
Oh, it's as graphic as you can imagine. It shows the worst kinds of violence, up to including murder and torture and so forth. And there's a kind of wider hinterland here of content that traverses videos, pictures, written text that puts forward the jihadist message. And, I mean, it's clear... I should say that the report doesn't just kind of beat up on the tech companies. We're saying that everyone, really, I think society as a whole, has to kind of try and do more to get to grips with this threat. I think to this point, our efforts have been largely tactical, largely reactive. I think we need a more comprehensive and proactive response, and that includes from the tech companies, but also includes from government and from all parties to this.
Yes, it's all about critical thinking rather than being caught in a kind of feedback loop of opinion. So what, finally, what should the tech companies do? You pluralise it, your Googles, your Twitters, your Facebooks.
Well, I think we've heard sort of very sort of fine words from the tech companies in the last several months, probably going over a year now. And the report obviously comes against a backdrop of repeated controversies, scandals about the kind of material that you find online. And after each one of these, we've heard promises from the tech companies that things will be different. I think what the report shows is that this there hasn't really been sufficient delivery so far. We've not seen a significant impact on the range of content available online. And that content remains entirely durable, pervasive. And so I think one needs to see now meaningful action that will transform the environment online and also restore public confidence, because our survey of public opinion in this report shows that there is a serious crisis of public confidence, I think, in what the companies are doing.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Martin Frampton of Queen Mary's University and also the Policy Exchange. It's 8:28.